SBS Filipino.
Mabuhay, I'm Mark Diabres. Today I'll be talking sports with Philippines dual international rugby player Glenn Maxi Power. Welcome to SBS Filipino, Maxi.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Where in the Philippines is your heritage located, and which side of the Bukit tree is Filipino?
It's my mother. She was born in Lapu-Lapu, near Cebu. My family now lives in General Santos City, down south.
Oh, look, we can't tell on radio, but I've got you recorded, and you're sitting down, but you are a big fella. What's your height, weight, and position you play in rugby league?
So I'm a front rower in both codes. I'm 6 foot, maybe just a little bit more, leaning towards 6 foot one. And at the moment, I'm at about 130 kilos.
Wow. You don't see that too often with the philos.
Yeah. I'm not sure who I've got it from, my mum or my dad. I'm not too sure about that.
So you've played both codes of rugby for the Philippines, both the Volcanoes and the Tamaraos. Tell me, what's the main difference between the two national sides?
As in the game or as in how the teams are being...
The actual teams itself.
The actual teams itself. Well, with the Tamaraos, I've been fortunate enough to be part of since we started. I actually got my debut with the Volcanoes from playing with the Tamaraos. I got spotted when we played against Thailand over there. The main thing probably would be that the International Rugby Board funds a lot of what's happening in Asia with their rugby, whereas we're not sort of getting the same support from the Rugby League International Federation.
For all the new fans of in the Philippines, what is the main difference between the two codes?
All right, so Rugby League is 13 a side. Rugby Union has 15 players on the field. In Rugby Union, everything's a contest. So you've got rucks, mauls, lineouts. Everything's contested. In Rugby League, you don't have that. Each team gets a set of six. You drop the ball, you hand over possession. In rugby, it's just ongoing. If you can hold the ball for as long as you can, more than likely you'll win the game.
You don't have to answer this, but what's your favourite of the code?
Yeah, Rugby League, by far. Yeah.
What is the highlight of your career representing the Philippines?
Rugby Union would have to be playing against Japan. They beat South Africa, who were number three in the world at the last World Cup. To know that I played against a lot of those guys is a pretty cool thing, considering I'm not a professional. With Rugby League, playing for the Philippines, every time I get thrown out there, it's pretty special. And also being named vice-captain of the team, it's probably one of the highest honours I think I've ever gotten in sports.
Now, being a current player, what are the best athletic qualities that Filipino may have an advantage over other nationalities playing rugby?
Well, it's not physical, but it starts with heart. When you get to the physical side, the speed, the quickness, there's plenty of agility there. They're big into their basketball, so I think it shows there. Yeah, with a contact sport, it doesn't matter about your size. I think it's all about the heart that you've got and the skills that you can learn.
And as a player, do you have any strange habits, hobbies, or superstitions?
Oh, I'm so superstitious, it's not even funny. So I wear the same skins every time I play. I get a bit funny about boots. If we lose a game in one pair of boots, I'll switch boots the next week. I have to put my right boot on first. I have to put my right sock on first. I have to get my thumb strapped. I have to do it a certain way. No one else can do it for me. I have to get both ankles strapped. And I need my mouth guard. Without my mouth guard, I'm not playing.
So in Tagalog, you're loco.
Something like that. I don't get nervous before games. I just get real superstitious.
Are there any upcoming games or tours for you that you want to talk about?
Yeah, so on the 2nd of November, I'm leaving to go to Thailand. There's a festival of rugby league over in Thailand. It'll be Hungary, Thailand, South Africa, and us. We'll be playing Hungary first up, and then we'll be playing Thailand for the Asian Cup.
Are you going past Philippines?
No, I can't, unfortunately, due to work. I won't be able to. A bit upset about that.
We often see the rewards and the success as spectators, but never the hard work, the blood, sweat, or tears that goes behind the scenes. How often do you train a week in either code, and what do you do to relax?
So usually I'm three times a week whenever I can in between work. As I'm getting older and it's getting a bit harder for me to get away from work because I've got a few other responsibilities these days, but at least three times a week. Yeah, what was the...
What do you do to relax?
I try and play golf. I'm not the best at it. Try and play golf, kick back, play with my dogs. It's always good fun.
Glenn, can you please finish this sentence for me? Rugby is...
fun.
That's it?
What's better than getting on the field and just whacking blokes and a bit of collision, especially when you're my size?
Oh, well, I guess so. So, look, Glenn, I have to ask the following questions to all my guests. Can you sing us the national anthem of the Philippines?
I know the national anthem, but no, I will not sing it.
Hum it, at least.
It's on YouTube if you want to see me sing it.
What advice would you give to any Pinoy to inspire them to pursue a professional sporting career?
Work hard. Stay humble. You know, skills can be taught. If you've got the heart, which every Filipino has, they really do, then pursuing a career in any sport you choose, it's easy. You just have to apply yourself.
I'm going to put you on the spot here. I've never asked this before. Being that you're the vice captain of the national side, what if one teammate was going down or having a bad game, what would you say to them to lift their spirits?
Happy days. Keep your head up. Yeah, it's everything. Any mistakes can be made up for. You just got to put it to the back of your mind and look past it and look towards the future and to focus on what you can do next to help the team out and make up for that mistake.
Good advice. So something more lighthearted, you are hosting a Filipino fiesta at your home. Three people, past or present, you would like to have as your dinner guests?
So I've got to have my boy Carmelo Anthony there with me. I'd have to have my partner, Jessie. She'd probably kill me if I didn't have her there. And I have to have four because I'd love to have my grandparents from the Philippines and I'd love to have an interpreter there. So I could have a really good chat with them and really find out about my family history.
So you like breaking the rules because there's five people there.
All rugby league players too.
Come on, Anthony, what do you think of him going to OKC?
It's better than the Knicks, I know that much.
What Filipino dish would you serve at this fiesta?
Oh, chicken adobo. You got to.
What about dessert, you big fella?
Oh, ubi shakes and halo halo. Can't go past that for dessert, I don't think.
What's your favourite Filipino word?
Anobayan.
Oh, good. That's not like that one. What is your favorite or first song you choose when it's time for karaoke?
I know. I like.
Okay. I've known you for a while now. We've been on a couple of tours together. What is a song that you sing at night out of the bars?
What?
The first song that pops in your head.
Gangnam Style.
There you go. Can you sing us a verse?
Oppa, Gangnam Style.
All right. That's good. So, what's next for you in your career?
Is
any hot gossip that you want to tell the Filipinos of Australia?
Yeah. So I've been fortunate enough to be part of the Tamaras since we started, but I've made the decision to finish up after this Thailand tour from playing. Yeah, I'm self-employed. I have my own business. I want to be a millionaire. Unfortunately, I can't afford to get injured and I need to plan to the future. And this is one of the things I have to do. It was hard for me to choose to do this. I love it so much. But I'm hoping to stay on board in a coaching capacity of some way and work under the head coach and hopefully still be able to tour with the boys. It just won't be on the paddock, unfortunately.
Well, we wish you all the best. Unfortunately, we have to end it there. So, maraming salamat, Glenn. Good luck on the upcoming tour of Thailand. I know you're a busy man. We're looking forward to hearing about the success and your success and the Tamarau success.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Thank you.
Iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.